Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, James, I've got big news for you, man.
Hit me with the big news.
We are doing another live-streamed off-menu redemption dinner party. It's called the Off-Menu Redemption Dinner Party Second Helpings. Do you remember the first one?
The first one, we had so many guests on who'd all made massive mistakes in the past and off-menu, and they wanted sweet redemption for their awful choices. Some of them changed their orders, some of them kept their orders the same, and they had to justify it. One thing's for sure, it was a rip-roaring success.
It truly was. What a great time was had by all. And hopefully, we can have good times again on Sunday, April 11th, off-menu redemption dinner party, second helpings. It's gonna be great.
Please, Benito, can I have some more?
Here's the details that you need to know. Tickets cost £8. They're available from dice.fm or offmenupodcast.co.uk, and it starts at 7:30 p.m. It's gonna be such a good evening, Sunday, April 11th.
Please, Benito, can I have some more?
And don't forget that when you listen to this podcast for about a day or so, your wee will smell weird. Welcome to the Off-Menu Podcast, the asparagus of the listening world.
Thank you, Ed Gamble. My name's James Acaster. I'm your friend and colleague.
Yes, you are. Thank you for reminding me every single day. This is the Off-Menu Podcast, where we ask a special guest their
favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink. And this week's guest is
Mary Lynn Ricecub. Mary Lynn Ricecub, a brilliant comedian, brilliant actor. She's in loads of fantastic shows. She's in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
She's in 24.
She's in goddamn 24.
It's Chloe.
Chloe in 20. Come on, guys.
Pretty exciting.
Very exciting. And I'm looking forward to hearing.
But in LA, that's how we're interviewing Mary Lynn, Ed.
Yeah, I know.
Not just knocking around in London, you know.
No, I know.
Because we're in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
No,
I know.
We're walking around. There's loads of actors around here, not just Mary Lynn Ricecub. There's everyone walking around. Have you met any actors, Ed?
No, but we went to a vegan restaurant this morning and we saw Moby.
We saw Moby in the vegan restaurant. It was very, very funny to see Moby in a vegan restaurant, just sitting there. Just totally, yeah, of course, it's in his contract to be Moby that he has to be in this restaurant.
So it's going to be exciting to hear what Mary Lynn Ricecub wants to eat. But if she says a very specific ingredient that we have pre-established, she will be removed from the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And the special secret ingredient this week is James maple syrup. Maple syrup. This is going to cause controversy.
There's going to be a lot of haters, a lot of people getting angry at us. But look, we just have to be honest. And this is actually one that we both dislike.
Yeah, both don't like it. Tastes weird.
Have it in little bits, maybe. But I do not get why people are so obsessed with it. The great Benito absolutely loves it.
He'd drink it from the bottle.
Crying about the fact that we've made it the secret ingredient this week. But I could do without it. I'd rather, if I sit down and have some pancakes and put maple syrup on, I'm like, do you know what? I'd rather that was chocolate sauce, toffee sauce, something like that on my pancakes.
Just butter.
Butter, not maple syrup. It's just too sickly, even for a pudding head like me.
Yeah, I don't know how the great Benito's packing it away so much. He's crying about the fact we picked the ingredient, but he's crying tears of maple syrup.
Yeah, little maple syrup tears. He's just absolutely full of it. I hope Marilyn Rice Cup's not full of it, because otherwise she'll be chucked out. In fact, we should chuck out the great Benito.
Yeah, see you later, Benito.
For liking maple syrup so much.
And then he needs to come back and record the podcast and edit the podcast and book the guests. Mm. So for now, this is the off-menu of
Marilyn Rice Cup.
Welcome, Marilyn, to the Dream Restaurant. A little cough there, choking already in the Dream Restaurant. That's a bad sign.
No, that's a good sign. No, right. You know that's good eating.
Welcome, Marilyn Rice Cup, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
That's how that sound happens? Yeah. It was so much more mysterious in my head.
Pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Pretty exciting.
See this magic.
Now I have a wet sock.
That's true. James,
I'm sitting here with a wet sock right now.
Why?
I didn't tell you before we started recording.
You've been holding it in. Like, I've been begging for any information about you, and you guys have just been looking at me like as if I've interrupted your day. That's how I felt when I got here. I'm like, sorry for interrupting, guys.
No.
The wet sock thing, like, what the hell is going on?
Just to let the listener know, Marilyn's arrived and really had a go at us for not going out enough. And then when the great Benito said he might go to Disneyland, Marilyn said, what the hell are you thinking?
She called him a motherfucker.
You know what? That was in private. That's not meant to be broadcasted. Sure. Great.
Sure.
My career is over.
So explain your wet sock, please, James.
There's washers and dryers down the hall. And I went and used the washer. And then there was a guy fixing it when I arrived. And he said, I'm just fixing it. That's done now. That'll work a treat. Mm. That's good to go. And then he said, let me just watch you put some clothes in it first, and I was like, fair enough.
So he said, let me just watch you put some clothes in it. Go on.
So he watched me load it up and then press it and it started. He went, great, that's working, and he left. And then I went supposed to have been done, and it was like it stopped at 10 minutes to go, but short of the spin, and just said reselect. So I did another one, and it just basically flooded it even more. And then my clothes are just absolutely drenched. And I've had to take them out and put them in the dryer. But in doing so, just flooded the whole laundry room. And in my socks are soaking wet now. And I'm sitting here. That was like a minute before you arrived. And then I had to run back in here and then like talk to you about Benito going to Disneyland and then start the podcast. But I feel like you should know that I've got wet socks while this is going on.
I do feel better. Because I didn't get to do what I wanted this morning.
Yeah.
And hearing what's going on with you makes me feel a lot better my life.
What did you want to do this morning?
I just want to sit there.
Yeah.
For like a long time.
Uh-huh.
Like longer than you would think.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, like I want 2 hours to just roll into the day.
Uh-huh.
Would you look at anything while you're sitting there, or would you just sit there looking?
I just fiddle around.
Yeah.
It's not just a full-on stare. I'm not trying to say it just to be weird, but in all honesty, I just want to, like, walk around.
Yeah.
Just have my own time of it, you know?
Totally
agree. Don't rush me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't try to talk to me. Don't make me drive anywhere.
Oh, hold on.
I want to drive to 7-Eleven to get a little coffee and come back. That's the only coffee I've had today. It's not a good cup of coffee.
Well, I've made you a coffee there.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Thank you.
So hold on. When you say you didn't get to do what you wanted to do this morning, do you mean because of us?
I mean, I stopped short of saying that.
Yeah. Because all the things you described that you wanted to do are the opposite of doing a podcast.
Ugh, always.
Yeah.
Always. But that's the... No, never want to do a podcast.
No.
But even when I want to do something, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you have that?
Totally.
It's not crazy. I think it's a fairly normal.
No, I think it is.
I just don't want to do anything. Sitting there.
Yeah.
I do a lot of petting of the pets.
Oh, good. Uh-huh. I'm glad the pets are
sit on the floor. Yeah. Walk around some more. But you know, people need things from me. I have
a
child. We've
just been talking about your pets before we started recording.
Just a dream.
Your cat's butthole fell out.
Oh. It really did.
Yeah. That was one of the pre-chats we had.
Yeah.
Just looking around for that little tiny butthole.
Yeah.
Because it was a designer cat, I was telling you.
A designer cat? Is yeah, that
no, it cost a few thousand dollars.
Right, okay.
It's my husband's fault.
And then the butthole fell out.
Yeah, that shouldn't happen.
Send it back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And then, you know, my husband was like, oh, let me go in. He did some research. He comes out. He's like, okay, it turns out that's a thing that happens sometimes. And it most likely will go back in. Like, that doesn't help.
Did
like,
you guys
we just like fingers crossed?
Push it back in.
Or? Oh my gosh. That was the next fact. He goes, it also says that you might have an urge to push it in with
an
your
urge.
Finger and yeah. not to do that. And apparently you had that urge because you went to, I was like, I don't feel like want to do that at all. And this information is not helping us at all.
I wouldn't call it an urge
all.
Necessarily.
Well, I would.
Right.
We got wet socks and the guy who wants to push the butthole. Cat fingering.
Yeah.
That's a better term.
I'm happy to be wet socks in that pairing.
That's a nasty term, cat fingering. Don't need that.
Normally we'd ask if you're a foodie, if you love food, but I don't think you're going to tolerate that question.
Yep.
Because you'd rather just sit there, right?
No, I will. Look, I'm a bundle of conflict, you know? I'm an incredibly interesting person, so... I do like food.
Ah.
I think it's a wonderful pleasure of life.
So, yeah.
Could be an addiction if you wanted to. It could be a comfort.
Yeah.
I like to snack.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to have processed snacks up in the house, but I like it when they're there, you know? You go from a chip to a...
Yeah.
Which factors into the doing nothing and walking around.
Could
just
you
like an endless, an endless pace to different stations in the house.
Just grazing all day. Yeah.
That's good. I was doing that before you came, so I was stress eating because of the sock situation.
Were the socks on your feet when you were...
Yeah, they're still on my feet right now. Oh, they're really damp. I'm sitting here. I've also got my foot deliberately in a patch of sunlight, hoping it's going to dry.
Why? And those were your only pair of socks?
Yeah, why didn't you change
what's
the
happening?
Socks?
They're special socks. You
these,
saw them.
I've got these and I've got some thermal socks that I had in New York. I'm not going to put them on here.
Oh, you guys are doing a whole extravaganza.
Oh, yeah, we're in New York and then we're in L.A., what do you think of that?
Different weather all the way.
Yeah.
You're very cosmopolitan.
Does it make you think worse? Because, you know, you were pretty gobsmacked that we've come here to do this.
Yeah.
Is it even more ridiculous that we've also been to New York?
I think it's wonderful, guys. I believe in you.
You could just be honest with us.
You're very successful. You're all very handsome.
Thank you.
And you're good boys.
We are good boys.
You're taking New York by storm and now Beverly Hills. Watch out.
Handsome little Benito there. When he goes to Disneyland, who of the Disney characters do you think might fall in love with him for being so handsome?
Who's the lady duck?
Daisy. Do you say Sally?
That would be cute. You guys would be a cute couple.
Him Donald Daisy would
duck?
Be livid.
Him and Daisy Duck.
That would be adorable.
He's not in his head. He seems pretty pleased with that result.
Have any of you guys been to Disneyland? Now I want to go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be your Uber.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your driver's there?
I've been to Disneyland. I met Marie from the Aristocats, but her butthole had fallen out.
Oh, no.
I had to push it back in.
Oh, I bet you
didn't
did.
Have to.
You're into pushing. You're into it.
You had an urge. And
this guy loves his wet socks.
Yeah,
he likes to have something. He's like, I'm special. Yeah. My socks.
That's not true.
And you're all like, I want everyone to know I like to push
butthole back in if it falls.
Finally.
So we'll start the meal with still a sparkling water.
I'm going to go sparkling. I think bubbles feels fancy. It feels like you're doing something.
Totally. I think I would normally go still anyway, but I get that point of view that if you're out, you may as well go out.
Go for it.
And get some bubbles, yeah.
But what if you're just like, if you're sitting down and doing nothing, does the sparkling water make you feel better or worse about that situation?
That's the thing about doing nothing in your own home.
Yeah.
You can... Sometimes I'm like, hey, drink some tap water with no ice from your hands.
You know, that, like a little kitten lapping it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a punishment.
Oh, so
I tell myself, get down on the floor.
Yeah.
Drink it out of the bowl with
your
the
cat
pets.
Must be looking at you.
That's
going,
what I think
the...
of you today.
Yeah.
You bitch.
Yeah.
You no good. Sometimes at home, oftentimes I'll pop open a can of Perrier.
Yeah.
I'll put some lemon in there. Because I deserve it.
Yeah. Like restaurant standard drinks at home. Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm on the go in my own house, drink it into the can, you know?
Yeah.
Carry the can around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you, for this meal, like to just combine everything and just like pour a can of Perrier into a little cap dish and lap it up?
You could do that.
You know what? Don't insult me. I'm in the restaurant. You serve me with your water. This is me at home when I go out. What?
Whatever you're most comfortable with. I don't want you to feel.
I see what you're saying. But that it begs the question, when you go out, do you want to do something different or do you want to be comforted?
Yeah.
Sure.
I think I'm going with the route of I want to be fancy when I'm out. Well, and I want to be served.
We'll put it in a glass then.
Okay.
You don't need to lap it out your hands.
Thank you.
No problem.
You know, it was pretty funny when you did it. So
felt good.
Yeah, yeah. You seemed to like it.
I saw you kind of like,
there's a lot of glee in your eyes when you done it.
At first I pictured it out of the sink and then, you know, I was like, let's heighten it.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's exaggerate and hands. Heighten it.
Yeah. Pop it up, absorb bread. Pop it up, absorb bread. Marilyn Russell. Pop it up, absorb bread.
So angry. Bread, please.
What type of bread?
Again, I like the hard bread that I'm not going to have at home that only comes in a restaurant that's crusty on the outside and soft on the inside. If you want to throw one of those, I think this is trying too hard for a restaurant. If you put the Parmesan, that crisp thing.
Yeah.
That can
Parmesan
be amazing. You know? It's like a flat.
Oh, yeah.
It sits next to a breadstick sometimes.
Yes.
I do know what you're talking about.
I love those.
They're really unbelievably delicious. But sometimes you're like, hey, take it easy. Bread is enough. And at the restaurant, like, what are you hiding that you have to, like, show off with the Parmesan?
Is the bread
thing?
Not good enough that you have to put that Parmesan crisp?
But then when
I
eat it, I'm like, this is incredible.
Those
but
are
it seems
incredible.
Like too much, like, it's going too far.
I always think I might try and make those at home.
Right.
Because you just put little piles of Parmesan on like a baking sheet and then put them in the oven and they melt down into a crisp format.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy them at Whole Foods in tubs. And if I do that, I've normally eaten them within the hour of buying them.
Mm,
I shouldn't do it because
you gotta keep going
straight away. Yeah, yeah.
You're like chain smoking them.
Yeah, exactly. Just straight down. As soon as I get back, while I'm unpacking the shopping, it's like my snack to eat while I'm unpacking the rest of the shopping.
Yes.
We can get you those if you like. Instead of bread, we can just get you a whole basket of those Parmesan crisps.
I'm going to miss the bread a little bit, though, if we do that.
We
you
can
know?
Combine them.
It's very indulgent. Yeah. Okay. A combo would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If they're your favorites, then that's what we want for you.
Thank you.
That's okay.
I do enjoy dipping the bread into the olive oil and balsamic.
Yeah.
If you just got olive oil, that's great.
No, we can get you both.
Okay.
Anything you want. I can get you the finest.
What about I was just in the South in Atlanta working on a movie. It's not a big deal, guys. It's kind of a big deal that I'm here in your hovel.
Dream restaurant, please. Not a hovel.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we were in the dream restaurant.
In the dream restaurant.
But that's also my own mentality. Yeah, sometimes a hovel is my dream restaurant.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
So
that feels good to me.
That's how you make it. So if you are imagining a hovel right now.
What if I'm in the dark just lapping water out of that bowl, but that's my dream?
It honestly sounds like you've been imprisoned so far.
That might be your dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're like, drinking water out of a dish and living in a little hovel.
God, this has happened at like 3 restaurants. I'm going to go ahead and say it's the norm.
Uh-huh.
Bread basket with a biscuit, cornbread, and some other kind of bread.
Oh,
like some kind of jalapeno.
That's
ridiculously good. Yeah.
Not enough people pick cornbread on this podcast. Cornbread is so good.
It's so good.
It's so delicious. And you so rarely find it in the UK.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And it's so delicious. It's just like having a little, it's almost like having a secret dessert at the beginning of the meal, really.
It really
with like
is.
A honey butter or something like that. Oh, so delicious.
There was a band when I was a teenager. I can't remember what they were called now, actually, but they were like a metal-y band.
Mm.
And one of the
Korn?
No, but one of the members was called Cornbread. That was his name. And that was the first I'd heard of. I heard about that guy before I heard about actual Cornbread.
Right, okay.
So that's what I always think of when people say Cornbread, is this guy with bleached blonde spiky hair who has shades and plays a guitar, and he would do cheesy grins all the time.
I feel like I should know who that is.
Yeah,
I take Cornbread for granted in the U.S. Yeah. Like, it's just like, yeah, Cornbread, but whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't have it growing up, but then once it was there, I was like, yeah, it's always been there. It's been Cornbread.
So
you don't even really have it.
No, we don't really have it.
You're not going to come across it.
And no. You'd have to go to maybe a barbecue restaurant or something, a very consciously American restaurant.
Yes.
And those are normally not great anyway, because they go all out with the theme and it's a bit cringeworthy.
Now, when you were yelling the bread choice at me, you said Papa Don. Isn't that the crunchy one?
That's the crunchy crisp.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The big crunchy crisp.
And that's something I did not know what that was until I moved to L.A.
Right. Oh, okay.
Because I grew up south of Detroit in Michigan.
Right.
We did not have avocado. We really didn't have fish. Like, fish was a real freaky thing. If
really?
Someone was going to eat fish, yeah.
In Michigan, there wasn't any fish.
No, there was a fast food restaurant called Long John Silver's. That's where you would get your, deep fried fish and chips, but it was still such a bizarre, what? Oh, you're going to Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
So exotic. Would be the pirate-themed fast food seafood restaurant. Would be so weird. Because it's right next to Pizza Hut, which also has the Pac-Man, so it's like, and then McDonald's on the other side.
Yeah.
So, the Long John Silver's was like the very wild, exotic
right, compared
third
to
choice.
Those two.
Did the servers at Long John Silver's dress as pirates? Was that part of it?
You know what? I see where your mind is going, and I don't need to know that. The butthole pushing
I want
the ladies in the... Oh, we're wenches. Okay.
I was just wondering how themed
we get
it was.
We got to get this guy to Disneyland so he can pick up some ladies. It would be the totally wrong place.
I was just wondering.
So he can get some ass. Take him to Disneyland.
I don't want to go to Disneyland for any ass. Thank you, Mary Lynn.
You can smooch Daisy Duck.
I'm not going to Disneyland for any ass. Donald Duck's middle name is Fauntleroy. Did you know that?
That's what Ed found that out this morning, genuinely. Ed's fiance texted it to him.
Why?
That's where their relationship is.
She does like Donald Duck.
It was very close. I wanted that for my marriage, which is now ending.
Oh, yeah.
We never
rest
had
in
a,
peace.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kind of exciting because I don't really talk about my separate. I talk about it in live shows all the time. I say crazy shit. But as far as being recorded for the old.
So it's an exclusive.
The only person that's talked about it is TMZ. Can you believe that?
That's how
big of a
TMZ?
International superstar I am, guys. TMZ
exciting.
Made me clickable for a day.
I saw the TMZ bus tour the other day. Have you seen that going around LA? It's like on a bus.
Sure.
Does it go past your house?
Yeah, does it go past your house now?
How dare you? I wave to them. I call them
in.
Yeah,
come in, please.
Yeah.
Don't push that in.
No, I'm highly concealed where I am. Push it in.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
What is on the
I'm free now.
What is
push
on the TMZ the bus tour? But you said butt tour.
Yeah, you nearly said TMZ butt tour. And we all heard you.
What do they show you on that bus tour, though?
I don't really understand what it is.
It's like a gossip. News gossip website.
Mm. What does TMZ stand for?
Star Maps tour would be you would get a map and it would show you celebs' houses.
Okay.
But I mean, this was 20 years ago when I moved here, when it was like there was no internet. So TMZ would have to take it up a notch.
I, for a TV show, did a bike tour.
Okay, you were on a TV show.
Yes,
we get it.
And we went to the toilet where George Michael got caught.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I kind of would like to see
that. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. There's no plaque in there or anything, but...
I think Ed knew that you would like to see that, and that's why he brought it up.
I feel
ashamed
that I want to see it, because it also breaks my heart as much as I want to see it.
Yeah.
Sure.
But it also delights me, you know? Some sort of why wouldn't that happen? And who cares? Why does it have to be such a big thing?
In the Dream Restaurant, we can make those the toilets, if you like, for you. There'd be a hovel, and then the toilets are where George Michael got caught.
Where was it, a rest stop?
It's like a public restroom, yeah.
Oh. Not attached to anything.
No,
its own thing.
Well, it's attached to the plumbing and stuff.
Those toilets.
Yeah. It's plumbed in.
Yeah.
Very exact.
So we come to your starter now.
Okay. You looked at me like, have you done your homework?
Yeah, you're looking at me like... You're waiting for me to suggest something for
you. Tell me what I like. Could you tell me what I like? Because I don't know. My fantasy restaurant is where you eat that appetizer that you, that is too much. It's too decadent and it fills you up.
Okay.
I mean, maybe like a homemade flatbread, like a miniature pizza. Because it's like, we shouldn't be eating a pizza before the meal.
Yeah.
But if it's like thin with the right kind of cheese and an olive, you know, that's going to be great. I feel like I would eat an eggplant type of a thing that I wouldn't ever order as the main dish.
Yeah. It seems like it's causing you a lot of stress.
Suddenly you've got very stressed out. You're running your hands over your face, both hands.
Like a beets and goat cheese.
What is this?
That's why I'm stressed. Because I was like, I don't want to say it, but I kind of want to eat it. But it seems stupid.
Is this all on a pizza?
No, they're like three separate
apps. Okay, so it's a choice between. So we're going to help you choose between these three. The flatbread pizza.
Okay, so sometimes it's like fantasy. You can have whatever you want. Now I have to choose.
You have to choose one.
You know what? You have control issues. And I get it. It's about buttholes and pirates. And you're going to narrow down my choices.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just try to... arsehole.
No, but you're right. Let's be specific. This is helping me.
Yeah.
You got to love one thing and be passionate about it, you know?
Sure.
You can't be wishy-washy. You can't be like, oh, the beets or the...
Yeah, you can't be having beets and a pizza. Unless you want to put the eggplant, the beets, and the goat's cheese on the pizza.
Don't. You know what? Don't do that to me. Don't make my thing disgusting.
Okay, yeah.
Don't make my indecision.
Yeah.
You're trying to make me make a decision by making my indecision disgusting.
That's true. Sure. You know what I'm doing.
Again, I see what you're into. Control, shaming, and buttholes.
Yeah, and buttholes,
So Ed's coming off pretty badly in this episode.
I'm going to start crying.
How am I doing?
How are you doing?
Yeah, in comparison to Ed.
Just a little sad. Just some wet socks.
Just sad wet socks.
Sad old wet socks.
Yeah, I'll take
polite.
Thank you very much.
He's getting nasty.
He's getting pretty nasty, isn't he?
Yeah, I was pretty nasty there. Asking if you want to put beets on the pizza.
Yeah.
I just pictured us in a relationship. Look, I'm trying to save you from something disgusting, and I'm trying to help you make a choice.
Yeah.
Do you want help or...
It wouldn't work, Marilyn.
We're
it
done.
It wouldn't work. You're both at different points at the minute with the Ed's engaged to be married. Opposite.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck with that. Have fun. Putting your family together.
Got any tips for him?
You know what? I feel good about this. I like that Fauntleroy?
Fauntleroy.
I like that you had that conversation.
Sure.
I'm just going to blindly use that as an example of your connection to each other, even though I know none of the context of it.
Sure.
I'm going to say you're solid. She likes Donald Duck?
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
Yeah. He's going to Disneyland by himself.
Once again, Acaster comes out of this clean.
We're going to need to make a decision on the starter, Mary.
Okay, why is he so mad at me?
I'm sorry about... I know that he's really pushing
it. Even though I think it's lame, I think it's delicious. I'm going to go with the beets and goat cheese, and that's where I'm going to get my vinegar. I'm going to take it off the bread, I'm going to put it on it, and I'm going to be civilized. I'm going to have a nice, light appetizer. That's it.
I think that's a really good decision.
Thank you. And maybe sometimes they put a little candied nut in there.
Oh, yeah.
Sprinkle it.
That's good.
A pecan or a walnut. Walnut. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Delicious.
A walnut. We'll go with the walnut because I want to get along with you.
Okay. Again. No. Pecans. We've discussed it on the podcast before. Mm-hmm. A roasted salted pecan is my favorite nut.
Yeah. He was eating a packet of them yesterday and walking around the Airbnb, and he was saying to me and Benito, try that. Tell me that's not the best nut in the world. Like that. Tell me that isn't the best nut in the world that you've ever tasted.
And that's you said, put these wet socks on and try it again.
Yeah. Everything's better with these.
It is such a good nut, it almost shouldn't be a nut.
Yeah.
It's a cut above the rest of the nuts because it's way sweeter and like the consistency isn't super hard. It's like it got a little bit of pecan. Like
it's basically like a cheese.
Yeah. Well.
Go on. You don't have to let him lead you. You don't have to say yes.
I know.
If you don't feel like
you saw me starting to say yes.
Yeah,
but then not a cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, okay. I said it.
Fair enough. Yeah. I know that. I was just laying a trap.
Yeah. I'm not going to fall for it.
He's actually on worse behavior than normal today.
What is going on?
I know. I don't know what it is.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Doing that.
Stretching it out. Thanks for asking. Stretching the thigh.
You've folded. You've got your ankle on your.
You stretch this right
on
here,
that leg.
The IT.
So in a kind of L shape, and then you're pushing the knee down and shaking it.
Yeah.
While looking right at me.
I'm pushing in my butthole too.
Yeah. And you're stretching your leg out.
You got to do some stuff. You're drying your socks.
Yeah, I'm drying my
while
socks.
While you're talking, yours is just harder to see.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know how you saw that under the white tablecloth of this fancy restaurant that we're
sure.
At.
Yeah. Well, I'm a genie, remember? So I can see
right.
Anything.
I
can
forgot.
See and now you're doing the other leg. I can see that.
Even it out.
Yeah. Are you stretching because your main course requires some pre-stretching before you eat it?
It's heavy.
Yeah.
It's I'm gonna go straight up spaghetti bolognese.
Is it our first bolognese?
Someone picked it as a starter.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but...
But this is our first
if you had a catalogue of everyone's
Joe meals. Thomas did.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Good
yeah,
memory.
Joe Thomas, yeah. Pretty well good, eh? I got it.
That is
well,
a great...
Well, he's a pig.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he doesn't come across well, actually, on that pod, so that's fair enough.
Is this something that you cook at home, or...
No.
No?
I don't even eat it all the time. I'll eat it once a year.
I wasn't accusing you of eating it all the time.
No, I don't make it.
Sorry,
but that's
Ed
a classic
that.
Home cooked dish, spaghetti bolognese.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Where would you get the spaghetti bolognese from?
Okay, if I make spaghetti at home, it's just jar of tomato sauce,
yeah.
Ground beef,
yeah,
spaghetti or
bolognese.
Sometimes you make. Yeah, but I'm talking about when you go to a restaurant and they make it with like, what do they do? They do like bacon and they put all the fat in there.
Yeah,
there's like some time and energy put into that. Like
sometimes chicken livers are in there.
Okay. I don't need to know that.
Not into that?
I am, but I'm trying. Yeah. What if I'm like, oh, I'm vegan?
Well, you're saying
then I'm sitting
the
here.
Beef will be, the beef will, and the bacon's a shock.
Yeah, but then you put it over the edge with the chicken livers. Like, so, I'm trying to act like I'm two steps out, and you just put me four steps in.
I'm so sorry. Where's your favorite place to get spaghetti bolognese?
Ooh, you got me on that. You got me. Somewhere in the valley near my house in the strip mall It's called Maggiano's, guys. It's a famous chain restaurant.
Okay.
A chain restaurant in a strip mall?
Yep.
That's your favorite place to get it?
Yep.
And you're going to 7-Eleven and getting your coffees?
Standing behind that. I'm not going to feel bad because I don't have... Yeah. You know, sometimes people have those conversations about restaurants they go to. I don't have those.
No. Okay?
Yeah. I don't have that kind of time.
Yep.
I don't have the space in my brain to log in and talk about what restaurants I've been to. Uh-huh. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go to 7-Eleven and I'm going to go to Maggiano's.
When you say there's no space in your brain to log in and do that, what do you think is like taking up the space? What are you thinking about
just
instead?
Just more space. I think you know that.
What are you thinking about instead that's like stopping you?
I'm trying not to think about stuff.
Right. You're trying to clear your mind as much as possible.
I want to be involved in a religion that doesn't let women in.
Pardon me?
Like the guy who sits under the tree in meditation and he's like, I don't eat food.
Yeah.
Women are stupid. I'm involved. I want to be that guy.
You want to be the man.
Yeah, you're like, you ask him something like tangible that happens in every day. And he's like, I don't know, man. I'm just all energy.
Yeah.
I'm one with the earth.
But why does he hate women, that guy?
Well, he doesn't hate them. He just sees them as subservient.
Right.
And they just take care of everything while he sits under the tree and is evolved.
So you want to be that guy?
Yeah.
Right. But where does that leave you as a woman?
I no longer exist.
But you're the man in this scenario.
Correct.
So you would like to be a man who hates women?
Okay. Not hates, but sees them as subservient. Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to just do this just for the main course or for the remainder of the meal?
Yep. Be this man.
You're so sweet. You're giving me an out on this.
Yeah,
too.
You can just be the man who hates women under the tree for
eating
the main course.
But also eats bolognese.
Yeah, you need to eat the bolognese. Yeah.
I'm gonna be that guy for the main course.
Okay, great.
And then wait till you see what I'm gonna be for the next course.
Can we? I want to get more of an idea of this man. So, like, can you be the man now? And I'm approaching you under the tree.
Okay.
And what's his name, first of all?
Guru Dave.
Guru Dave. Hello, Guru Dave. I've walked many miles to see you. I wondered if you could tell me. I'm having such a lot of stress in my personal life at the minute. The washing machine broke and my socks are really wet. And I think I'm going to have to go and constantly top up the dryer.
Ah, That's you. That's you. Stop. And then he takes his branch and whips you on the head.
Thank you.
And if you keep talking, you get an eye poke. And then you're half blind. Then see how much you care about your socks and your bitching. Also, try going on a hunger strike for 2 days and then get back to me.
You're eating bolognese,
about
Guru
your
Dave.
Problems.
You're currently
you can't tell people to go on a hunger
don't
strike.
Don't pay
you're
attention to what
spaghetti.
I'm doing. yeah, bolognese. Do I eat bolognese?
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know what I do.
You got spaghetti hugging out of your mouth right now.
I could have a spaghetti coming out of my nose. That doesn't mean I'm eating it. I barf it up after this, guys.
Guru Dave's got issues. Oh. How long do you want
He's
this?
So evolved, but also has an eating disorder. Yeah.
How long do you want the strands of spaghetti to be?
Great question.
Are you going to answer it as Marilyn or Guru Dave?
Well, Guru Dave, one long string at a time that goes in his nasal passage and all the way down and then goes out because he wants everything to be connected.
So he wants it hanging out of his nose and his butt at the same time. And you
I'm
just pull
so.
One end and it would come out the
sorry,
other.
I'm sorry, but is that's he what to, he wants.
Is he going to floss his whole body?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a body floss.
Yeah.
And it goes in his nose, not his
and
mouth.
And I'm sorry about that. But no, that's it what it is.
Oh, you don't need to apologize. This is Guru Dave.
Yeah.
This is nothing
not
to
you.
Do with you, Mary.
It's Guru Dave.
Yeah.
This is how he cleanses his inside.
With
is
a big long piece of spaghetti.
One long piece of spaghetti, which he inserts in his nose and not his mouth.
Yeah. Mary Lynn, if I were eating it, I would cut it up into small forkfuls.
Right.
And guess what? I'm eating a fourth or a third, maybe. And you know what I'm drinking? A dry martini, vodka martini with olives.
So hold on a second.
Yeah.
You're not finishing your main course.
No.
You're not going to finish it.
No.
Would you just like us to bring you a smaller portion then?
No. I want to know there's so much, but I'm only eating and throw the rest away.
Yeah.
Okay.
So even
that's
if we
what
brought
I
you,
do.
Even if we brought you,
which is much more reasonable than what that disgusting Guru Dave does.
I mean, Guru Dave, that was what horrible. He's doing with the food is absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's closer to God though.
Yeah.
I don't know. What would Guru Dave think of your behavior eating the spaghetti like that and not finishing it?
He would think that I'm a fool who's just subjected to this material world.
Yeah.
And I would say to him, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Nobody needs to eat that much pasta. It's Maggiano's. They bring out an extra large family style bowl.
He'd say that probably in response to that bit.
Probably.
That was like five words too many for Guru Dave to listen to.
Yeah.
He'd probably cut you off with that again.
He would.
Yeah, it's hard to understand Guru Dave because it's like, does he want you to try to control the situation or let it be? Does he want me to just not go to Maggiano's?
Uh-huh.
He probably wants me to not eat.
At all.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's very controlling though, isn't he? He's very... And he hates women.
That's the part I don't
remind
understand.
You of anyone?
It's also my very distracting Ed. To talk to him because when he talks and waves his head around, his nose spaghetti flaps everywhere.
Yeah, it's all flapping.
Just in the breeze to the vibration of his voice.
Like Dr. Zoidberg.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like Dr.
He sounded like a mouth harp.
Yeah. He's got one of those.
Sitar. He can play sitar
of
on his
every guru can.
Nose pasta.
Yeah.
Oh no. What have we done?
He said, this martini you've got, is that your dream drink that we're going to ask you later? Or is this just with the spaghetti bolognese and your dream drink is something different?
No, this is my dream drink. But again, like the bolognese, I do not in real life get that. This is the drink I wish that I could handle the alcohol of. Oh, I mean dirty. I want the olive juice.
Dirty.
Right, okay.
Martini.
And I want like 2 to 3 olives. And I don't, now I'm saying that for the bolognese, I want to take what Maggiano's is giving me.
Uh-huh.
I don't need the extra large martini glass at some restaurants. I want like a civilized small, but then you keep drinking them. You know, you drink like 3 or 4, but they stay cold because they're not in a massive... You know, do you guys have this where you go to a Mexican restaurant and they're like, the biggest, you know, the margarita. It's like,
I know the sort of thing you mean.
Yeah. Don't
or like
do
ones
that.
For like loads of people and there's loads of straws.
Or there's like a beer can in it. Like,
and a sparkler and stuff.
And
yeah.
I feel like some places do that. Even with wine, I've seen like an extra large goblet. Like, don't do that. I'm trying to, there's not a shortage of alcohol.
So you want a small martini glass?
Yes.
And 3 or 4 of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to finish the drink?
I'm going to finish all of them and I'm going to be living my best life.
Now, you say you wouldn't normally get that because you can't handle the alcohol.
Correct.
What would you normally have to get at Maggiano's, say?
I would get just, you know, House Cabernet.
Okay. Yeah. But this is your dream restaurant, so you can handle as much alcohol
as
you want. So
I might drink martini and then have wine at dinner.
Oh,
I might be smoking while I'm eating. Uh-huh. It'd be great.
We can bring you a cigarette if you want.
Okay.
We've never done that in the off-menu restaurant before.
No, never.
Bought someone a pack of cigarettes.
We can do that.
And I'm dressed like Mad Men. I'm dressed like Marvelous Mrs. Maisel at that table.
Uh-huh.
Like perfectly tailored, colorful.
Yeah.
Smoking, drinking, and eating.
But hold on a second.
Yeah.
You're dressed as Maisel, but you're also Guru Dave.
That's true.
You're both of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're dressed as the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah.
But you're Guru Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. You got spaghetti hanging out of your nose.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good.
You do look very happy with that.
Yeah.
I don't think you're even doing a bit. I think you're genuinely happy about this.
I am.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
Well.
Yeah, you saw me get real grounded, like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you were like that.
Let's write this one down. Let's save this for
you
later.
You certainly looked happier than 5 minutes ago when you reached a point of saying nose pasta and then went, oh no, what did we do?
Yeah.
Where you were so deep in the improv and then really regretted all of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
In real life, if you drank that dirty martini, what would happen to you? How would you behave?
Maybe I'd get into a fight.
Yeah.
A little slap fight with a woman in the bathroom.
You would start...
She knows she's more beautiful than me and she's more outgoing.
Yeah.
and she's like, I don't have a care in the world, or like, I'm flirting with guys. Mm-hmm. And then she'd just be taking too long washing her hands.
Right.
And at first I'd like run into her like, excuse me.
Yeah.
So other people have to wash their hands, and then it would just devolve into like a slap fighting. And I might accidentally push her head into the hand dryer.
The hand dryer.
Yeah. This would be at Musso Frank's Hollywood. I realized I just connected to where the martini is happening.
So Frank's in Hollywood. Frank's Hollywood.
Yeah. And you also get the orange roughy there. So
okay.
If I'm not Guru Dave.
Yeah.
And I'm Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I might order the orange roughy.
Okay.
And let's say if I was friends with that woman.
Yeah.
Instead of fighting her in the bathroom, maybe we would both be splitting a side of fries.
Okay.
You know, and we'd be drinking our martinis together. So that's really why I beat her up, because I was like, why aren't we together hanging out? Like, so, why do you have to look down on me?
So you're going to beat her up, then befriend her, and then split a side of fries?
No, the befriending would happen, and it would save me from having to beat her up.
Right.
Because we would have been getting along whilst drinking the martinis. Uh-huh. And then we'd be like, should we get a side of fries?
Yeah.
You know, like together. That. And then we'd be talking together, and then she would validate me as a woman. She would make me feel like I'm okay, not like I have to beat you up.
Yeah. That's what... I mean, is she doing this because she knows that you're possibly going to beat her up? So she's trying to kind of like talk her way out of
it? No, we're real friends.
She's going to validate you so that you don't beat her up?
Oh, maybe.
Because like...
How this one is in relationship?
Yeah.
With always that double edge. Like, does he really mean it?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you seem to feel like that with Ed. Like, if you disagree with him, you might be in trouble.
Yeah,
and maybe this lady's like that with you, which is like... I like flirting with guys. I'm so confident.
I think you're onto something.
Like, I better.
Maybe we're more alike than I realize.
Yeah, I think so.
You and Ed are actually very similar. That's why you've been clashing the whole time.
Yeah. What's an orange roughy?
She wants to please me. It's a fish that's lightly breaded and fried in the pan.
It's a delicate fish. Oh, I thought it was another
thin
drink.
Fish. I thought it was a cocktail.
Oh, yeah, gosh, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
Guys, welcome to Orange Ruffy season in the US.
So the drink we're going with is the martinis at Frank's with a lady that you've not had a fight with but made up with.
You guys should go to Musso and Frank's. It's in Hollywood.
Musso and Frank's.
Yeah, it's an old Hollywood institution.
That sounds good.
You would eat there and then go to the Magic Castle.
Are institutions that good?
Or this one is.
Is it just that I get called institutions, so we all go there, but then we're like, this food isn't as good as
I agree with you, but this one actually does have good food. Maybe it's just the martinis talking. Yeah. but I would say by and large, it's more. Our institutions are going to disappoint us, right?
Sure. They usually do. And is the side of fries your side dish choice that you're splitting with the woman that you didn't beat up?
Yeah, they're skinny, crispy fries.
Skinny, crispy fries.
Yeah, simple. Yeah. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
You're never going to go wrong with that.
No, you won't go wrong with that. It's fine.
I mean, what kind of asshole restaurant messes up fries?
Sure.
Like if you get a steak fry that's soggy, or you get fries that aren't hot or crisp.
Yeah. We've already established this is not an asshole restaurant.
No.
Because...
Yeah.
This is not an asshole pushing in restaurant, nor is it an asshole restaurant.
There's nothing to do with assholes, this restaurant.
Nothing.
That's what
not
you
your dream restaurant. No. Mine.
You guys seem to differ on that topic quite a lot.
Mm.
Could you ever envision yourself having, like, splitting a portion of fries with Ed?
I'd use a fork if that helps.
Really? Are you dipping your fries in anything?
Once again, it didn't help. Bad luck.
That's nice that you use a fork. I feel that.
Yeah, because I've just been... pushing a cat's asshole.
Really set me up for that one.
Yeah.
Then I don't have any problems.
Okay, fine.
I respect what you do.
Yeah.
And the fact that you use a fork is the right thing to do, and it shows that you're a gentleman.
Thank you.
Got some bad news for you.
Okay.
I'm wearing quite an old t-shirt, and I'm getting very warm and sweaty, and I feel like I'm gonna absolutely stink soon.
I'm sweating as well.
I'm also sweating.
I have no socks on.
On the plane on the way here from New York, I absolutely stank. Like, I was wearing an old t-shirt and
really
I started
bad.
Sweating on the plane.
What is going on with your packing?
Absolutely stank. Like, so bad. Like, stank of just,
did
like,
you kind of enjoy that you were putting
BO
it on people?
And just, well, I was in between these two. And the Great Benito got a whiff at one point, and it really did.
Is that
it
true?
It was bad for him. He was very upset when he got a whiff. And I feel like it's happening again now.
because you didn't have a shower before you left for your trip, and you didn't have a shower this morning because you were showered, trying to do your laundry.
I've showered, but this is
not
a,
this morning.
This
you
is
didn't.
An old T-shirt. That
oh,
I
it's
think,
the T-shirt.
I think contains old sweat that I'm now warming up, and
I reject the old sweat hypothesis that.
Thank
Surely
you.
When you wash
God, we are on the same page. The That's sweat, what I was thinking. Yeah.
The no, sweat because is I've, washed out.
I've worn this on stage many times underneath a jacket and just like heavily sweated into it to the point where...
I mean, I guess it could have synthetic fibers to the point where it's holding on to the sweat for a long time.
Yeah.
But I still am with you. You wash it.
I've washed it, but like I honestly feel that like this is beyond repair, this T-shirt now, and just... It's like a T-shirt.
Are you going to get rid of that today?
I probably should do.
What is it? A restaurant?
Yeah, DeNick's.
DeNick's.
In Philadelphia.
Oh.
It's a good sandwich place. But yeah, right now, I feel like it's probably his last outing because I think I'm by the end of this podcast, I'm going to stink to high heaven. And I don't
Should we all take our shirts off?
See in your eyes, that's where you wanted it to go.
I am a newly single woman.
Yeah, you are.
I don't have a lot of time left in my life.
Yeah.
I'm not 20 anymore.
Be honest. How many people have you used that line on?
Never. This is so exciting. No, this is like the new me. Yeah, I'm trying it out.
It's a good chat up line.
Have you chatted up any guys yet?
Oh, God,
yet?
No.
Do you want,
never.
Like, we could do like a bit of... I mean,
no.
Do you want to practice?
That was the extent of it. I already did it. I already felt completely exposed.
I could pretend to be the Great Benito at Disneyland, and you could come up, and you could pretend to be you. And
does that make me Daisy Duck?
If you want to be.
And I just kind of like Dave. I just go into sounds. No, I'm mortified at the idea of.
Of chatting someone up.
Yeah.
Well, you've already got that line about.
Hey,
well,
have you been on Magic Mountain? Hey, do you know where the haunted castle is?
Hello,
hey, yeah, I was talking to you.
Oh,
see,
yes.
I don't even know to say hello.
I think I do know where the haunted castle is. I'm a bit scared of it though. My name's Benito. I get very scared around ghosts.
Oh, hey, Benito.
Oh, hello.
What kind of name is that?
Oh, it's a magician's name.
Are you magical in other ways, Benito?
Oh, you're making
sounds
me
like
blush.
You know how to use your hands if you're a magician.
Oh, I guess I mainly use my hands for podcasting these days.
Oh, what's a podcast?
Oh, it's I get my friends, Ed and James. I really respect them. They're really great guys.
I have to
I
go,
admire
Benito.
Them. They're my heroes. Oh, please.
I'm going to take my vagina and walk away.
Oh, no, please bring your vagina back. Oh, Benito.
These A-cups are moving on.
Up. I'm the great Benito. Well, Benito.
Were you just falling down a tunnel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benito, you really stacked that one.
Yeah, bad
you
luck, Benito.
Absolutely blew it. Bad luck.
Why does he start talking about how he respects his friends?
Yeah, that was so that was pathetic, wasn't it? It was so pathetic.
It's the
he
last
was
thing a lady wants
us.
To hear
yeah.
about.
Yeah, that was the moment you checked out, right? Yep. Was when he said, I respect my friends so much.
I guess we should ask you what your dessert is. We've blitzed through everything else, really. It's all been like a whirlwind of characters and different locations, and you know, and yeah, we've learned something about your personal life as well.
Too
and
much.
The separation that's going on at the minute. So it's been
at the minute.
I've enjoyed hearing about that.
I know.
We haven't had that before.
I know,
on the
right?
Podcast.
I
yeah,
bet.
Yeah. Like,
it's also like, why would I? There's no need. This whole thing is designed around. Why do I feel the need to say personal stuff?
Oh yeah.
That's why you've never said it before.
It's mad.
Or had it? Yeah. It's.
It's mad that you
stupid.
Brought it up.
Stupid is what it is.
Oh.
Why get personal?
Yeah.
With you guys, why?
I've enjoyed it.
But I've opened up as well. I've told you how much I stink right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
My problems are a bit larger than just stinking. Like, you can just take a bath. Yeah. It's not the dismantling of a. Decade relationship. Different than having us.
I didn't know it was a decade.
Yeah.
Ed's been with his partner for a decade and now they're getting married. Opposites.
I stink.
You stink as well?
Yeah.
You just sniffed your pit.
I feel all right. I don't stink.
Dessert, I changed my mind twice. And now I think I'm going with the Italian, the bolognese. It's like a carryover. Because I wanted to say like chocolate lava. And then I was like, I don't want to leave key lime pie at by the wayside, because that's a refreshing
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't want people to discard it. That's a great dessert. But then I said, F it. I'm going to go tiramisu because it's decadent.
Uh-huh. You're in Italy already for this. So
I'm in Italy.
You may as well stick there. James was really worried there for a second. Yeah. He thought you were just going to have bolognese for dessert as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
You guys know you saw him.
Yeah, I do, because he loves desserts and he hates when people pick savory things for desserts.
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Yeah, sometimes people have.
You have to hold back from shoving their head into the hand dryer.
No, I don't hold back. I do it.
You do?
Yeah, I scream at them on the podcast. I say, fuck you.
Oh, gosh. No, I would never. I say dessert a whole bunch is of stuff. The best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Because I was worried there that you were going to like not finish
your bolognese and then have it. Really. Understand each other.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need to stop attaching yourself to just any men nearby at the moment. I think, you know, I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But like, anytime any one of us shows you any sort of like, we agree with you, you're like, oh, maybe you.
Maybe this is a lifetime together.
Maybe this guy.
Tiramisu is a very grown-up dessert, I think. I think I only came around to tiramisu in the last few years.
Really?
Yeah. I think I was about to say the last few years of my life, but that sounds like I'm going to die.
Yeah.
But no, in the last few years, I think I've got on board with tiramisu.
Is it because you didn't know what it... You don't understand it when you're younger. It's too much. You're just going to get ice cream or something.
Yeah. And the coffee element is just a bit... It's quite grown-up, but it's quite a complex. Is there booze in it as well? I think there's booze in it, right?
Yeah.
It's a very grown-up dessert.
The lady fingers are soaked in brandy, rum? I don't know.
That sounds about right.
Yeah,
I think that's the other thing I enjoy about it is that you can make it all different kinds of ways.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's very soft and all the layers are just... And then sometimes you're like, it's hardened up.
Yeah. Firmer.
Firmer. Thank you. That's a better word.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it when it's more homemade, a little bit of deep dish tiramisu.
Who do you want
to... And it's sort of sloppy,
Who do you want to make it for you?
An Italian grandmother.
Your Italian grandmother?
Yeah.
Your nonna?
Or my nonna, my hot Italian nephew.
Pardon me?
An Italian nephew.
Well, you know that's not the full thing you said, is it? You just changed
it. He's hot. That doesn't mean I'm going to get with him. It means he's an attractive man who can make a good tiramisu.
Yeah, he's pretty hot. Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's subservient to me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're related, but that doesn't mean I can't order him around.
I'd say that he's hot. How old is he?
He's 19.
Okay.
He's gonna feed me tiramisu.
Yeah.
A hot teenage boy that you're related to.
Turns out you were Guru Dave all along.
Yeah.
It turns out.
This is exactly what Guru Dave would do.
Guru Dave is disgusting.
This is
Guru Dave.
Tiramisu made by your grandmother and then fed to you by your by your nephew who is a teenager and you've already said it's hot.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
I'm just going to sit with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that it came out of my mouth, I can't take it back.
Yeah, I guess you can't. We all know now. This isn't...
Someone's nephew.
Would you like us to release this episode after, like, all the legal stuff in your life is done?
So
this can't be used against you
in
court.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. So I don't want this to be played.
Yeah, it's kind of a problem.
Listen to this. She's
represent
got
myself.
The hots for her nephew.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to really do you any favors.
How about just a nephew?
Someone's nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not
That's
your
fair.
Nephew.
No.
Someone's
I
hot
mean,
nephew.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you say, oh, come on. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He's someone's nephew, but he'll be mine. You know what I mean? I'll keep him close. And he does things for me because he doesn't know any better. He doesn't know about the world. So he's just in the kitchen making tiramisu.
Oh, he's making
perpetually.
It now as
well. He's making
yeah,
it now.
No, yeah, he's yeah, always okay. been making it.
So the non is
he's
not involved.
A nephew. I don't even know him.
But he is yours.
He's in a shop in Italy.
He's in a shop?
He's like in a bakery.
Right, okay. So
making
someone's hot
tiramisu.
Nephew in a bakery in Italy.
That's better.
Not related to you.
This is good.
Yeah.
This is a nice scene.
Yeah.
And no, it's got like an industrial sized mixer to get that cream really whipped up. He's got a white apron on.
Yeah.
Okay. But, and be honest.
It's a little hazy. Sunlight coming in the windows. You know, it's late in the day. And I'm like, oh, you're making tiramisu this late in the day. And he's like, I never stop.
Yep.
I just.
It's extremely. Yep.
Very industrious.
Uh-huh.
He just loves making desserts.
He does.
Yeah, that's it. That's
in the hazy sunlight. And even though, I mean, you said that he's not related to you, he's not your nephew now.
Come on, you guys.
Be honest, while you're imagining him in your head, are you just imagining the face of your actual nephew?
My nephews are very handsome. But no, I mean, come on, let's not.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're trying to get me arrested.
No,
God, no.
I don't know why you brought up, it had to be her.
You guys, this,
yeah, I don't know why
this,
I brought that up.
This podcast influences people. We cannot promote
incest.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah.
That's the word.
That's the word.
We're not promoting that. It's not funny.
No.
It's not good.
No.
You know, Benito, what? There is good and bad in the world, and that's not good.
Benito, can you Google Italian for incest, please? Because I bet it sounds nice.
He's Googled it, and all that's come up is your website.
How dare you?
That's a bit weird.
How dare you?
I don't know why that's come up. I'd read you your order back now.
Okay.
Sparkling water. You want the bread from basket from Atlanta with some Parmesan crisps in it and olive oil and balsamic on the side. This seems like a long time ago. Beets and goat's cheese with candied walnut that you were quite angry about being bullied into at the time. Main spaghetti bolognese that you're going to eat about a quarter or a third of. Drink a dirty martini, which you would never usually drink, from Mercer and Frank's. Side dish of skinny crispy fries that you're splitting with a lady that you've had a fight in the bathroom with. And dessert, a tiramisu made by your hot Italian nephew.
Wow, that's great.
That's a good menu.
I also forgot to mention that during the Spag Bowl course, Spaghetti Bolognese course, you are a male guru.
Oh, yeah.
Who thinks women are subservient.
But also marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
You're Mrs. Maisel.
Dressed as her.
Well, yeah, when the drinks happen is when I see the crossover to Mrs. Maisel.
And smoking.
And then you're smoking throughout as well. We bring you a pack of cigarettes as well. How do you feel about that?
I feel great, except for the my nephew part.
That's
the only part I don't feel great. The rest of it, I think, is fantastic. Yeah, well, you know, you got to have something to regret.
Yeah, might as well regret making your nephew the person who's making you tiramisu in the morning light.
I just want someone to do stuff for me. You know, I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. It's just he's just doing stuff for you.
Don't make it nasty.
I'm not making it nasty.
Don't make it criminal.
James, come on. Why are you making it nasty?
Sorry.
Get your wet socks off. Let's get
Have your socks dried? That'd be a nice answer to the podcast.
Take your stinky shirt off.
No, I'm not falling for these tricks. Take your socks off.
Are those
your
California
off.
Socks? By the way, they have a sunset on
Yeah,
them.
They are, actually. They say California.
This is adorable. He tried to get his socks done in time to wear his...
I got them at the airport. They're emergency socks.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no,
California socks. Now they're wet. Say California, they got palm trees on them and sunset.
Mary Lynn, thank you very much for coming into the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you.
Take care.
Well, there we have Mary Lynn Rice Cub.
That was weird.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed it.
She didn't say a secret ingredient, which was maple syrup. We should have made the secret ingredient incest.
Yep. Kicked out at the last minute.
Kicked out at the last minute.
I mean,
minute.
I thought it went without saying that was like kind of a secret ingredient every single episode.
Well, so did I, mate, but apparently
Don't
not.
Don't say it. But there you go. You know?
Check out Mary Lynn Rice Cup on social media, etc. Go and watch all the stuff she's in. She is very prolific, very funny, and very good. But thank you very much for coming in, Mary Lynn Rice Cup. That was... I don't even remember the menu, to be honest.
I don't remember the menu. I remember emotions only. That's all I remember. How I felt throughout, and it was confused and delighted in equal measure.
I think buttholes were the starter, but...
Oh, that was not nice. I forgot about that.
So, Mary Lynn Rice Cubs, thank you. If you like our stuff, keep hitting up the Off Menu social media, at Off Menu Official on Instagram and Twitter, and offmenupodcast.co.uk on the internet.
It sounds like that message was just for Mary Lynn Rice Cub, the way you said it there. Mary Lynn Rice Cub, thank you. If you like our stuff, you can... Thank you, Mary
Lynn. Well, it is broadly for her and for anyone else who's listening. But thank you very much for listening. Yeah. We'll see you again sometime soon. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Oh, this was in LA.
Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, well, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.